This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba urges non-resident Nepali Association to bring in foreign investment in Nepal. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government is committed to maintaining Supreme Court's dignity. Nepal's total active corona cases dropped below 10,000 for first time since beginning of the second wave of the pandemic. And world leaders agree to historic corporate tax deal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deuba has urged the non-resident Nepali Association to bring in foreign investment to Nepal. Addressing a program organized by non-resident Nepali Association in London yesterday, Prime Minister Deuba said the government was ready to facilitate investment in the country. Lauding the role played by the association to ensure anti-COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal, Prime Minister Deuba requested the association to help government meet its target of vaccinating all eligible Nepali citizens by mid-April next year. Likewise, the Prime Minister stressed on collaboration among all to address the issues of providing citizenships to non-resident Nepalis, as it needs to be endorsed from the Parliament in consensus among all political parties. Also speaking on the occasion, Patron of Non-Resident Nepali Association Britain Chapter, Sherbahadur Sunar, urged Prime Minister Deuba to lead a special initiative to resolve the problems faced by British Gurkhas. Similarly, NRN UK Chapter Chair Prem Gahamagar requested the Prime Minister to create investment-friendly environment in the country, manage citizenship to NRN and resolve the issues of visas to them. Meantime, Prime Minister Deuba held a bilateral meeting with members of House of Lords, Swaraj Pal, Lord Sikh and Lady Sikh. Foreign Affairs Secretary Bharat Raj Baudel said the meeting held at the Nepali Embassy in London yesterday dwelt on various aspects of Nepal-Britain relations. On the occasion, Prime Minister Deuba thanked Britain for its continuous support to Nepal. Likewise, the members of Upper House of British Parliament, the Lords, expressed their readiness to provide necessary help to Nepal. Similarly, Prime Minister Deuba held a meeting with the representatives of the Nepal-Britain Society yesterday itself. In the meeting, the delegation led by Society Chair Andrew Sparks suggested launching new programs to inform new British generation about Nepal. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has said that the government is in favour of independence of the judiciary. Talking to media persons at Biratnagar Airport yesterday, Minister Karki said that the government was committed to maintaining and consolidating people's trust in the dignity of the Supreme Court. Emphasizing the need for stability and sustainable development in the country, Minister Karki said the government would work according to the wishes of the people. CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says there is no dispute in the ruling alliance. Talking to media persons in Janakpur Airport yesterday, Chairman Dahal said the ruling alliance was moving ahead without any hurdles. He said an all-party meeting was going to be held soon to prepare a common view regarding the problems seen in the judiciary. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Party Madhav Kumar Nepal has said that the current ruling alliance is as strong as ever. During a brief conversation with media persons at Biratnagar yesterday, Chairman Nepal said there was no discussion on the impeachment of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsar Rana. He also said that Chief Minister of Province No. 1, Bhima Acharya, would exit from Province No. 1 government leadership soon. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal has emphasized on the use of domestically generated electricity by reducing the consumption of imported fuel. Inaugurating the electric vehicle rally organized in Kathmandu yesterday on the occasion of the 25th anniversary of Alternative Energy Promotion Center, Minister Bhusal said that around 2 billion rupees is being spent annually on import of petroleum products and 40 billion rupees on cooking LP gas. She called for increasing the consumption of electricity for industry, transportation, and household purposes to make the national economy self-reliant. President Vidya Devi Bhandari reached Muktinath Temple yesterday and paid homage to the revered deity. Completing her trip to temple, President Bhandari also visited Thorpaton Hunting Reserve. The president was briefed about conservation efforts and security situation by the officials there. The number of active corona cases in Nepal has dropped below 10,000 for the first time since the beginning of the second wave of COVID-19. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, there are 9,526 active cases of COVID-19 across the country. Additional 911 corona-infected people recovered yesterday itself. Likewise, a total of 372 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, 11 people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the total corona-related death toll to 11,399. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Leaders of the world's 20 major economies have approved a global agreement that will see the profits of large businesses taxed at least 15%. It follows concern that multinational companies are rerouting their profits through low-tax jurisdictions. The pact was agreed by all the leaders attending the G20 summit in Rome. Climate change and COVID are also on the agenda of the summit, which is the leaders' first in-person gathering since the start of the pandemic. The G20 group, made up of 19 countries and the European Union, is short by two, however, with China's Xi Jinping and Russia's Vladimir Putin choosing to appear via video link. The tax deal, which was proposed by the US, is expected to be officially adopted on Sunday and will be enforced by 2023. Lebanese President Michail Aoun has expressed his intention to restore diplomatic ties with Saudi Arabia after the kingdom summoned its ambassador, expelled Beirut's envoy, and banned Lebanese imports. Meanwhile, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, announced on Saturday it will withdraw its diplomats and called on its nationals not to visit Lebanon. In a tweet, President Aoun said Lebanon aspired to maintain good communication with Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Gulf states. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10.6 degrees Celsius. For this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba urges non-resident Nepali association to bring in foreign investment in Nepal. Communication Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki says government is committed to maintaining Supreme Court's dignity. Nepal's total active corona cases dropped below 10,000 for the first time since beginning of the second wave of the pandemic. And world leaders agree to historic corporate tax deal. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.